Mr. Temple, I'm a pretty serious sort of guy. I take things very much to heart. You saw what happened to Thompson.
Thompson?
He was the man you met on the drive.
Oh, yes. I saw what happened to Thompson.
Thompson was a nice fellow, but he started to get sentimental. I don't like sentimentality, Mr. Temple, any more than I like stupidity. Now, just at the moment, you strike me as being very stupid. I'm going to give you 5 seconds to tell me exactly where those glasses are. If you don't tell me, I shall pull this trigger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5...
Switch the phone.
Okay, answer it.
Right.
If you've no objection, I think I'll change my mind about the glass of port.
Stay where you are.
Very well. May I have a cigarette?
There's a box on that table. You can reach it without getting up. Help yourself.
Thanks.
There's a lighter by the box.
You don't believe in taking any chances, do you, Colonel?
Well, who was it?
You were wrong about this fella. Dead wrong.
What do you mean? Who was on the phone?
It was the man he told us about. Constantine. The man on the flying boat.
Well?
He wants to see you now, tonight, at the El Passaro.
Why?
He's got the glasses. Temple did sell them to him for £10,000.
Did you sell those glasses? Did you? I'm going to give you 3 seconds to tell me whether... Look out! Look out! Get the revolver! Get the revolver!
Oh, my wrist! Drop it! Drop it!
My wrist! My wrist, you're breaking it! You...
Drop it!
Oh!
Now, stand over there. Go on.
Don't shoot, Temple.
Go on. Further away.
What are you going to do?
Now, Mr. Armstrong, I want to know about the glasses.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. Why did Mr. Constantine offer me £10,000 for them?
I don't know.
Why is our charming little friend down here so determined to get possession of them?
I don't know. I tell you, I don't know.
Look, I'm beginning to get irritated. I want to know about those glasses.
There's nothing I can tell you about them. Absolutely nothing. Other than the fact that...
Go on.
The first time I met Marquand was 6 weeks ago in Cairo. He told me that a friend of his, a man called Richard Sullivan, had lost a pair of horn-rimmed spectacles and that he, Marquand, was prepared to pay £4,000 for them. At first I thought the man was crazy and that the whole business was a sort of practical joke. Later, however, he paid me £2,000 in advance and commissioned me to find the glasses.
Did you ever meet this friend of Marquand's, this Richard Sullivan?
No.
What were you doing in Bournemouth?
I went to Bournemouth to interview Joyce Raymond.
Did you? That's very interesting. When I interviewed Miss Raymond, or rather when she interviewed me, it was in London. Then, for some reason or other, she took it into her head to dash down to Bournemouth. Why, I wonder? Incidentally, who told you about Joyce Raymond in the first place?
Marquand did. He said she might have information about the spectacles.
Did you see Miss Raymond in Bournemouth? Well, did you?
No.
You know what happened to her?
Yes, I read about it. It was most unfortunate.
Most unfortunate.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Did you murder Joyce Raymond?
No! No! I swear I didn't!
That place that Constantine mentioned, the El Passaro, what is it?
It's a cafe.
Where?
In Syracuse. Oh, he's coming round.
Gee, I got my head. What happened? What hit me?
He's all yours, Mr. Armstrong. Give the gentleman a glass of port.